This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. This week, an annual Saratoga Springs tradition is starting early. The racing season at Saratoga Racecourse is now 2 weeks longer, with off days on Monday and Tuesday instead of just Tuesday. Local residents and businesses are eager to see how the adjustment by the New York Racing Association will affect the area, as the one-time August place to be expands into mid-July. Joining us to talk about it is Todd Shimkus, president of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce. Todd, what are you watching for this week?
You know, I guess we're watching for good weather to begin with. Good weather always helps to drive attendance. We're looking then at hotel occupancy, and because people tend to dine and shop where they stay. So as long as they're staying here locally and occupying the rooms, we would expect a great weekend.
As this decision was first discussed, then announced and made official, there was a lot of question locally about the workforce to handle an additional 2 weeks of racing. What's your take on where the region is on that front?
Yeah, you know, that is absolutely the number one challenge we have. I mean, our unemployment rate is somewhere at or below 3%, so it's just really challenging for businesses of all kinds, but particularly those this year in the hospitality sector to keep up, and to especially with the influx of so many people coming to Saratoga. But everybody's buckling down. They're going to do what they got to do. All the small business owners that I know that run shops and restaurants, if that means they've got to work 80 hours, 100 hours a week, that's what they're going to do to make sure their customers get served. But we would certainly love to see an influx of more folks looking for good jobs here in Saratoga this summer. There's certainly a lot available.
Would you say in general that the Chamber and the associated businesses are welcoming of this new longer season?
You know, I think everybody is hopeful. It adds a new weekend, and that's always a good thing. The crowds at the track, the crowds in the downtown within Saratoga County tend to come more on the weekends than they do midweek anyway. That's been the trend for a number of years now. But the other side of the coin that we're unsure of is, what does having two dark days do? Does that increase maybe locals coming downtown, taking back their downtown on Mondays and Tuesdays? Or, you know, does it lead to workers having a little extra time off to spend some time at different locations? And we're just not sure how this is going to turn out. But the good news for us is David O'Rourke, the CEO of NYRA, has met with the Chamber's board. We've had this discussion, and he is more than willing after the meet to sit down with us and to compare notes and to take a look at numbers and trends and what happened, both for NYRA and the community, and to figure out if this is the best course going forward.
You've been around the region for a long time. Are you surprised that it took as long as it did to expand the season again?
You know, they did it this year because of the expectation of being under construction next year at Belmont. I don't think there was any real plans in the works to expand the meet beyond the 40 days prior to that construction activity. Clearly, this is going to last through 2020, but certainly, again, having talked to Dave O'Rourke on numerous occasions, whether this lasts beyond that, you know, is an unknown. We just don't have enough information at the local level, at the track level, to know what is the best schedule for Saratoga. I'm glad, however, I think everybody is, that even though they extended the meet schedule, it's still 40 days. So the reality is we've simply added a couple dark days and expanded over the course of 1 week. And hopefully that is not too long. Hopefully that's just about right.